We need wisdom in our daily undertaking. Wisdom guides us in our actions to choose what is good and right, and of course, to avoid evil. But when we talk about wisdom, we don't only talk about human wisdom, which guides us, but more so, we should aspire and discern what is divine wisdom, what is the will of God, what is the command of God, which we need to follow and obey while we journey in this valley of tears. The book of Sirach, although it talks about freedom, the freedom which we experience in our human life, the freedom to choose, especially. So there are options, life or death, good or evil. But we have the capacity actually to choose whether we follow God or not. But when we are loyal, when we know the command of God, it makes us choose God's will. So I repeat, when we are loyal to God, it helps us to choose His will, to choose what is good, what is right, rather than to choose what is evil. For God's commands contains His will. So if we're loyal to God and we choose His commandment, we know His will, for His will is encapsulated into His commandments. And God, when we follow His commandments, when we follow His will, though we have freedom, does not desire our destruction, does not desire our ruin. So this is the wisdom of God, who is also loyal to us. That's why we should also be loyal to Him by seeking. You know, what is the wisdom of God for us? Seeking our own good. So if we summarize the commandments of God, it all boils down to the fact that God wills and desires our own good, period. He does not desire our ruin, our destruction. What was in the mind of God is for our own good. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, speaks about worldly wisdom. And this is practiced by the rulers of the age. And you know what? This kind of wisdom which the rulers of the world exhibited and practice and guide in their daily lives lead men to ruin, lead men to destruction. In fact, Jesus is the victim of this worldly wisdom, because they do not know that whom they crucified is the God who is the Savior. Had they known it, they would never have crucified Jesus. But St. Paul is quick to remind the Corinthian community that aside from this worldly wisdom, which leads men to destruction and ruin, there is this divine wisdom which is initiated and guided by the Holy Spirit. And this is what I have said, we need to aspire, to discern, and to achieve in our lives. This kind of wisdom, the spiritual wisdom, which is generated by the Holy Spirit, can transform our freedom into loyalty to God. So it is the Spirit who guides us so that for us to become loyal to God's commandments. Jesus in our gospel today also exhibits this kind of wisdom when he declared that he did not come to abolish the law and the prophets. Rather, he came to fulfill it. Jesus, who is accused of violating many precepts in the commandments, remember, he is at odds with the scribes and Pharisees, especially as regards Sabbath law. For the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus was a transgressor of the law. He did not follow and obey the Sabbath law. Remember that he cured people who are sick during the Sabbath. And according to the Mosaic law, it is a big no-no. It is forbidden, because healing or curing is considered work. And work is forbidden during the Sabbath. So the scribes and the Pharisees thought that Jesus was not obeying the Mosaic law. But what was, in fact, Jesus, by fulfilling the law and the prophets, in fact, Jesus was considered as crazy by these people because he did not fulfill the Sabbath law. But Jesus, in saying, "I have come to fulfill the law," what did he mean by this? "I have come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill them." What is fulfillment here? Jesus meant that he is teaching a holiness that surpasses the holiness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Remember that the scribes and the Pharisees have very narrow and rigid interpretation of the precepts of the Mosaic law. And Jesus said that it is wisdom that should accompany our interpretation of the law, and it should go beyond the meticulousness of the scribes and Pharisee. What is the wisdom that Jesus wanted to teach the people? It is the love of men, the love of neighbor, which is behind all these commandments. And the scribes and the Pharisees failed to see this love of neighbor. For them, what is important is the rigid and the narrow interpretation of the law. But for Jesus, what comes supreme is the love of the neighbor. The love, remember, when he cured the paralyzed man during the Sabbath, it is his love for that man that impels him to cure, even if he transgressed the law. This is what he means by fulfilling the Mosaic law, not abolishing the Mosaic law. Another example is in our gospel today about murder and adultery. The law says that it is a grave sin to commit murder. But for Jesus, in fulfilling the law, says that anyone who harbors hatred and anger towards his fellow human beings, even if he did not yet commit the act of killing him or murdering him or her, has already committed the sin of murder. The same is true with adultery. Any man who looks lustfully at a woman, even if he did not touch it yet, the woman, for Jesus, he already commits adultery in his heart. So this is the wisdom that Jesus wanted to show us, a true divine wisdom that would guide our daily actions and activities. Of course, we say, Jesus is so harsh, but his idea, his comprehension of the law is wider than the scribes and the Pharisees. The love of neighbor, the love of the person is more important than all those rigid and narrow interpretation of the law. May we also discern this divine wisdom in our daily undertakings, my dear brothers and sisters, without forgetting the most important thing, and that is the value of the person, how we love the person, which is very, very important.